We were very involved last September after the Taliban took over Afghanistan. We were very involved and we were leading an evacuation of 167 Afghans, mainly women and children and human rights activists. And we have also been very involved in supporting them in Albania, which was kind of their temporary shelter for the last 7, 8 months. So we provided them basic education, psychosocial support. We actually covered all their stay there in country. And now, after the earthquake, we felt, strong responsibility and commitment for the Afghan people. And we can't send our team to Afghanistan for obvious reasons, but we have great partners on the ground who partnered with us on evacuation, and they actually have a medical team there, and they were in urgent need of medical supplies, so they reached out to us, and we covered, we paid, we procured the medical supplies that are urgently needed. The medical needs are on two aspects. There's two aspects of it. One is for people who were wounded in the earthquake. It's a very, I mean, Afghanistan in general don't have a proper health system, but in this area, it's a very remote area. It's very far from the capital, Kabul. So there's really no basic medical services there. So really supporting the people who are wounded. The secondary concern, which actually might maybe a bigger concern, is the sanitation needs on the spot that could lead to cholera
Cholera,
and
right, yes.
there's high rates of malaria in this area, so people also need basic shelter materials to prevent these outbreaks.
Now, surely Israel is committed to responding to humanitarian crises world over, but the difficulties of getting there, how, is your medical supplies, you're bringing it from India, where are you going to bring this stuff from?
With our local partner, we're procuring it in Pakistan.
Wow, Pakistan. So obviously, you said obvious reasons. You can't go, or your team members can't go there, can they?
Correct. But it's not the first time we're doing this in countries that don't have diplomatic relations with Israel. We did similar work in Lebanon, in Bangladesh, in Indonesia, and even in Iraq. So we're finding ways, and the most important thing is to have good partners on the ground who are very committed and are locally based that we can work with.
What do you think the impact of the aid is going to be?
Okay, I think it's going to prevent, these outbreaks of cholera primarily, and it's going to support some of the people who are wounded with basic medical supplies. So I think it could be life-saving.
Now, I want to ask you another question. How do you think Israelis generally feel about Israel doing something like this? I mean, at one point where you can't go to countries like Lebanon and maybe get through Pakistan to Afghanistan.
Look, I think when we worked with the Afghan people on evacuation, they had no idea that Israelis were evacuating them until they crossed the border, and that's where they met us. I was actually on the border of Afghanistan for 6 weeks in September, and the Afghans were thrilled. And the Israelis, we got wonderful responses. It was a big story in the news back then in CNN and other places. And we've had wonderful responses. I think people see it as a people-to-people connection. They understand our humanitarian needs. We didn't get any negative response from Israelis, to be honest.
That's amazing. Wonderful. Do people eventually find out that this is an Israeli organization aiding them?
Yeah, I mean, so our partners on the ground know it very well. And the actual beneficiaries, well, in the case when we evacuated them, they did
Of
know. And
course.
when in this case, when we're providing medical support, they will know as long as it's not putting them at risk. That's the thing we care about the most, making sure that they actually get the support they need.